Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio. Brad Jones is here, and we are just a few weeks away from Passion 2016. I can't believe it. It seems like we've been doing the podcast now for months leading up to Passion, and I can see it. It's on the horizon. I mean, it's right there. We've had worship leaders rehearsing. We've had community group leaders meeting. We've had technology meetings where we talk to all these venues, and it's right there. It's coming quick.
Yeah, lots of things are in motion. We're like 20 days away, and the excitement level is through the roof. I mean, we get in some of these moments, and I think we could just go tomorrow.
I could definitely go tomorrow. Yeah. There's a little window. We've been talking about it here at Passion City the last few weekends, but there's a moment in the calendar where when you're leading something like Passion, you don't plan for when God's going to drop down into your world, give you a message. There's not in the first 2 weeks of November, I'm going to go away and sit at a desk and I'm going to get my passion message ready. I'm sure somebody can do that. But for me, it's always in December and I'm cruising along in my day and God just says, okay, check this idea out. And boom, a seed is planted and a talk starts to take shape. And just even the direction for the conference, you know, there are no new novel ideas, Brad. There's not like one day we're going to wake up and go, oh, you know what God's doing in the world? X, and it's something no one's ever heard of. The Great Commission is simple. Go into the whole world and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And at the end of that, people are going to come alive and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them all the things I've taught you.
Yep.
And I'm going to, by the way, be with you and in you as you do that. And then we know you couple that to Acts. He's going to give us the power of the Spirit. Why? So that we can be his witnesses here, there, and everywhere.
Awesome.
That is the idea. So we're not going to ever show up somewhere and somebody go, well, you know, God's going to do a new thing. No, God is going to say to us in the power of the Spirit and filled with the life of Christ, go preach the gospel to the entire world. And when you're through doing that, check back with me, and I might have something else for you. So we're really in the heart of what Jesus asked us to be about, the very last few conversations he had while he was on planet Earth. And so it's not like there's a new idea for Passion this year. Our idea is we want to see people's lives radically wrap around God's purposes and plans for this world.
Come on.
But every year there's just a little, you know, God just sort of pushes a little way this way or prods a little way that way. And that's starting to happen now for our teams. And we're starting to understand what he wants to open up in these days. And I mean, you could just push me, touch me, bump me in the hallway. And I don't know, you might get a message come out just right in the hallway because we're in that zone now where God is starting to draw near to the process. And the work is worship. But there's a moment where God begins to brush the strokes of anointing on all the work. And that's when you know this isn't an event, it's not a conference, but this is a moment in time. This is a moment in time where God is going to do something supernatural in our lives, and we're in that zone right now. So I'll just stop right there and say I'm excited that we're 20 days away from Passion 2016.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Gives me chill bumps, and that's why we're doing this podcast and telling you about it, not because we're trying to put on an event, but we really want you to be a part of this moment in time. And we don't know all the names and all the faces that are on the other side of this podcast. We do know we've given some codes out to people that are listening to this podcast, and a bunch of you have signed up. But we just want to invite you again. It's not a marketing tool. It's a vision casting moment to say, come and be a part of this moment of time when you're linked together with students from all over the country and the world in three different arenas for one moment where God's going to do what only God can do. And so there's still space. We want to just keep saying that. There's still an opportunity for you that have used the code or have already signed up to bring your friends with you. And that's even more powerful when God's flooding into your heart, pouring out into your life. And he's also doing that in your best friend's life, who's sitting right next to you, who would not be there if you hadn't invited them. And so still space, Louis, and infinite energy.
Don't let the price slow you down. You know, we've given, by the kindness of some people, Brad, over 1,000 scholarships to Passion 2016.
Wow.
And we did that. We went to friends of ours and said, well, and I mean, you can do the math. I mean, you know what it costs to come. And so you can do the math on that. That's a lot of generosity from people. But we don't want the financial side of it to be a hurdle for people. And even now, you know, it's $179 to come to Passion, but if you just put podcast in the little code box when you check out, you get $20 off that. It's $159. And so we're every which way we can trying to make it easy for people to get there. And if you still need a scholarship, you know, ask someone in your church. We do this at Passion City all the time. I'll just say, and if you're a pastor listening to this, please try this. They say, do you want to go to Passion and you can't afford it? Can you just raise your hand? Then we say, look around. At the end of the gathering, let's make sure all these people get a ticket to Passion. This is how easy it is to make sure that hurdle is lowered for every single person. So Infinite Energy Arena is coming on really strong in Atlanta. And Toyota Center, still room for people who are in that part of the country. And so don't miss out because you think you can't get there. It's live. What is our mantra? It's live in every venue. There is no overflow.
No overflow.
And there's still space available. So if anybody asks you about Passion, just let them know. It's live in every venue. There is no overflow. And there is still space available even today.
What venue are you going to start in, Louis?
I am going to start out in the very best venue.
But just for all the podcast listeners.
The one with the most energy and the most excited people who've come with the most expectation. That's the one I'm going to be in.
But just for all the podcast listeners, just give us a little
sneak
peek.
Just for people listening today.
Are we allowed to do that or will that get edited out?
No, I think we can let them know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting in probably my favorite venue.
You're stalling.
I asked the team, can I start there? And they said, yeah. And I said, that's where I want to start.
What's the name of it?
I am. Yeah. So it's an arena. I'll just go ahead and say that. It's an arena that I'm starting in.
Man, thank you. Yeah. I feel like we've got the inside track. Raise your hand if you feel like, give me a little shout out or a clap if you feel like you've got the inside track.
And if you're worried about me, don't worry about me. I like flying and there's going to be some flying involved this weekend. So you'll sleep and I'll fly. But you can also sleep on planes while you fly. So you can do two things at one time. But I'm going to start off in one city and wake up in the next, and I'm going to spend some time in that city all day and then go to another, and then I'm going to be back in another, and it's going to be incredible. I'm going to be in every one of these arenas multiple times, seeing what God's doing. It's going to be incredible because it's live in every arena.
Thank you for the inside track, for sure.
And there's space still available. Where are you going to start out, Brad?
Well, now I don't know if I can say, but I will be.
I think we can say.
I'm going to be hanging a lot of time at Phillips Arena. So if you're coming to Phillips Arena, just make sure you find me and
you're
say
gonna
hello.
You're going to be hosting at Phillips.
Yep.
Can we say who's hosting at the Toyota Center?
Is
that a secret?
Nope, not a secret.
We can say that Ben Stewart, who leads Breakaway, Texas A&M, is going to be our host at Toyota Center.
So for all the Aggies out there, your guy
leads you every week. You're a Longhorn, come anyway.
Yep, or Baylor Bear. You love them. You'll love them.
TCU Horned Frogs.
Yep.
Houston Cougars.
LSU Tigers.
Oh, my goodness. Now we're going crazy. New Mexico State Aggies.
New Mexico Lobos.
The Lobos. Give me a Lobo shout out. We better have some Lobos coming. How about the Brigham Young Utes?
UTEP.
Miners.
I didn't have that one.
Okay. Anyway, I think I got the BYU Utes. They're not the Utes.
BYU Cougars. Utah
Cougars, and it's the Utah Utes. Anyway, what we're trying to say is Brad's hosting at Phillips. Clay Scroggins, one of our most favorite community group leaders at Passions, hosting at Infinite. Ben Stewart's hosting at Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so incredible. This is just exciting.
Speaking of community groups, Louis, you want to say what's coming next on the podcast?
I think you're going to lead a conversation with our favorite community group leaders, at least the ones we could get into the podcast.
Exactly.
Our favorite three that are on the podcast.
It's so kind of you to say that.
And I love it because community groups are the heart and soul of Passion. We say it every year, but it's always true. And people think that's just a slogan. They come to Passion, they walk away going, oh, that was true. That family group changed the experience for me. And it always happens through community groups. And so why don't you introduce us to some of the community groups at Passion 2016 and let us know how it works. Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Brad Jones coming to you live from 515 Garson Drive, and we have got a great day ahead. Got some special guests in the house, a few things coming from Mr. David Crowder a little bit, and we are just 3 weeks away from Passion 2016. I mean, that is crazy. We're in the almost two-hand countdown. I mean, we're getting close, and we'll be at Phillips Arena, Infinite Energy Arena in the Toyota Center before we know it. And speaking of Passion 2016, we've got some special friends that are sitting across from me right now, and I can't wait for you to meet them. We're going to have some fun together. Glad that you've linked in with us, but I'll introduce them to you really quick. On my left, we've got a former Baylor Bear, so all the Bears out there, just wherever you're listening, you know, just raise your hand right now or give us Sic'em Bears. But he's a Mr. Georgia Tech, Mr. Georgia State, college pastor at Buckhead Church, which is a part of North Point Community Church. We got Mr. Brad Horton. Welcome to the Passion Podcast.
Brad, it's so good to be here with you guys today. It's exciting that we're that close to Passion 2016.
How do you feel about the fact that Baylor has dropped significantly from the college football playoff?
It's disappointing, but I'm telling you, the fact that Baylor is even mentioned in college playoff contention at one point during the season is super exciting for
it's
this
a
Baylor.
Miracle. Yes. God does work miracles.
Yes, it is miracle. And I will take being 14th or 15th in the nation right now any day, any season, because that is a blessing.
Okay. All right. Well, also across from me, Furman University's finest, but now leading at New Spring Church in Anderson, South Carolina. Been a community group leader for the last several years. Mr. Brad Cooper.
Howdy, folks.
It's a Brad podcast so
Apparently
far.
Apparently so.
Brad Cooper, Brad Horton, Brad Jones. You're also a big Clemson Tiger. So speaking of college football playoff, I know things are moving in your direction.
So far, so good. You know what? I'm just going to keep my head down, and we'll just let the record speak for itself at this point.
But there are just go ahead and sell us on your team a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of good guys on the Clemson team.
There are some great guys on the team, and I will truthfully say, as good as we are this year, I think the best is ahead, friends.
Okay,
wow,
believe in
like
great
a
things.
Big statement. That's
and
bold.
Then moving on up to Big Ten country from Madison, Wisconsin, the home of the Badgers. Mr. Matt Metzger in the house.
Man, so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
How did Wisconsin do this year? How are they doing?
You know, Wisconsin, we're doing all right. So we're all just still preparing right now for the fact that it's going to get really cold.
Arguably, other than the winter months, Madison is one of the greatest college towns in the country.
Without a doubt. So without a doubt.
Have you been to all of them, or how would you be able to say without a doubt?
Say that. What do you mean? I don't even understand what you're asking
well,
there, Brad.
You said it was the best, and it just imagine maybe that you've been to all of them to be able to vote that. So we'll move past that. We're talking something really significant about our passion conferences, our passion gatherings. It's something that is very unique to what we do, and it's been a part of the fabric of our conference since the very beginning. Back in 1997, first ever passion conference, Brad was a part of that. It was community groups that were very much in the core and the DNA of what these gatherings are all about. And so we rounded up some of our community group leaders. They're all in town for a retreat as we pray and plan for what's ahead next month. But we just wanted to give everybody a little glimpse, a little taste, because it is unique. But honestly, it's one of the most special things about the conference, in my opinion, about the gathering. And it turns out to be a huge highlight when people walk away at the end of the few days together. And so we just want to talk for a few minutes to everybody out there about community groups, why we do them, but really what God ends up doing through them. And so I just want to pitch out a question to the guys. Let's start with you, Mr. Horton. Talking community groups, what's one of the things you love the most about community groups?
One of the things I think is just so amazing is the opportunity for students to meet each other and then process what they are hearing in the main sessions throughout their time together at Passion. And I think it's so helpful for students to actually get in a family group and just try to say out loud what they feel like is going on in their minds and their hearts, and just practically put that into just their lives of like, okay, what does this mean? I've heard this incredible truth about God, but what does it mean for my life today as a college student? And I think it's a great opportunity for them.
Huge opportunity to process. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes passionate can feel like you're drinking from a fire hose for 2 days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When you watch these students and the amount that they're taking in, they go in and listen to
someone like John Piper, you know, or Louis for the very first time. And I know
then
that
using
I've seen,
words I don't even understand.
Exactly. I feel like I've got to pull out a theological dictionary in order to understand half the things that Piper's talking about. They walk into a room and, you know, are trying to figure out, okay, what was just said and how am I supposed to take this and apply this to my life? And for them to have a small group of people from all over the country that they can connect with at that type of a level and have a deep conversation on what was just said and how do I take that in my own situation and apply that to my life? Man, there's just something powerful that happens in those moments that they're able to spend together.
Yeah, I don't think anybody that shows up wants what God does in their life to go away after a couple days,
right?
And for it to go in one ear and out the other. And so the processing, the sealing nature of these opportunities to discuss and to share is just so important. And that's why It becomes one of the highlights. You mentioned, Matt, that people don't really know when they're showing up that they're going to be with a random group of people. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
And it doesn't always go over all that well from the very first moment. You know, yeah. I mean, people, when they're walking into community groups, they walk into Passion, they get some wristband with a color on it, and then they realize they're going to be in a room, you know, with all these people that they don't know, and everybody's a little hesitant there, especially if they haven't been to the conference before. And then when they find out they're going to be in this group of, you know, 8 to 10 people who in their family group, you know, they're just sort of hesitant as far as to what that relationship is going to be like. I don't know if for you guys, if you've had the same experiences in your room.
Always a hair awkward, but I think this generation embraces hashtag awkward a little bit. And to borrow an Andy Stanleyism, there's some great relationships on the other side of awkward first conversations.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what I've seen the benefit of those. Hey, walk through awkward for just a moment, and then you walk out on the other end of the week with great friends.
Well, and it really is the power of the gospel, because in some of these groups, you'll have like an Auburn fan and a Bama fan.
There you go.
Same
Carolina
group.
And Duke, and Michigan, wow. Ohio State. Are you kidding me?
Letting the rivalries and the prejudices aside, believing the best things for people. You know, you have to work through that, but it is the power of the gospel at work in these family groups. And I don't know about y'all, but I hear all the time about groups that stay in touch, people through these random groups of people, random to us, let's be honest, but not random to God.
Yeah.
Divine appointments that God has for every person showing up at conference when they're sitting in a circle, processing, praying together. And then when they leave there, they can stay in touch. Hey, remember what God did, just challenging you, helping you keep accountable, encouraging you and where you're going in your life.
Yeah. Jonesy, speaking of that,
okay.
Can I call you Jonesy?
That's bold, but keep going.
I'm going to.
I just feel like it fits. So I was just having a conversation literally yesterday with a young woman at our church who went to Passion 07. And she's a doctor in our community now and a volunteer within our church. She found out that I was coming to these meetings with community groups. And without even asking her about it, she told me that her community group had more effect on her life spiritually than just about anything that's ever taken place in life. And with her family group, she still keeps in touch with her family group now from 07. So they're in a Facebook community together. They still connect on a regular basis.
And they're still on Facebook, man, but that's a powerful.
They're the right demographic.
07.
Okay. That 8 years later, still in touch and made a massive impact on her life. B. Coop, tell us a little bit about some of the things God's done when you've been leading a community group, some of your favorite things as well.
Man, there's been all kinds. I think, you know, if I can put some adjectives to real quick, the processing thing, I think the whoa moment can happen in the big gathering. It's just whoa. But I think the aha moment happens in the circle of the community
group.
That's
good. I like that.
Yeah, and, I like that. But that's good.
Yeah. And that's what, when you said processing, Horton, that's what I see happen is so much of that aha, and they begin to take the whoa and be able to take it with them now. Mm. You know, community groups, lots of stories that I can tell, but I think belonging is one of those stories where you see this huge, massive group of people and you kind of can be anonymous and just kind of sitting back watching. Yeah. And then all of a sudden to feel that you're invited in and it gets very personal and there's a place and a space for you. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter what state, what sports team, doesn't matter what your any background is. You know, we'll have people from all over the world. We'll have people from all over the country, but they find their space and they belong. Some of them Christians already, some of them coming having no knowledge of God before. But they all walk away feeling like they belong, and there was room for them. They were invited in. They're welcomed. They get a personal touch. They get prayed for. All of those things we begin to see happen right in front of us in community groups throughout the days we have together.
Yeah, and at conference, we don't want anybody to feel like a number. When you're sitting in an arena, sometimes you feel like I'm just that number on that seat. But when you get in a community group and then break it down smaller into a family group, it's just another way for all of us to know we have a name. God knows our name. People know our name. People know what we're going through. And honestly, one of my favorite things is at the end of each community group when every single person gets prayed for. Mm-hmm. And that could be an awkward moment for some, but it's always an encouraging moment for everyone at the end of it. It's like, I was known and I was prayed for. So 40,000-50,000 people being prayed for by name throughout the days of the conference. That's a really, really powerful. A couple more questions, just winding this down. And I hope as we've been talking, your expectation and excitement for community groups has really risen to the top. But this is a question I've had for y'all. And I guess it's good to get the chance to ask you this in a public forum. But I'm also one of the community group leaders. How has it felt in the past to lead a second-rate community group? I don't know how feels.
You're going to take the opportunity, dude. I would expect nothing less.
I've been striped green, striped orange, and it seems like ours is always the best. And so how has it felt to not been?
Yeah.
Anybody? Hello?
I don't know if I even want to respond to that, Brad. You're going to get the competitiveness out of this group. We're all so competitive here, and you do a great job of stirring that on throughout the weekend of passion. But it's amazing how fun it is to get our groups to have an identity, to cheer for one another, to get in the big arena and continue that on as you guys are referring to community groups. And it just makes the whole weekend fun and exciting and just something to celebrate and just have a good laugh at the same time.
Yeah, it really does just bring a sense of belonging for everyone who's there to be able to connect with some, you know, decent sized group of people. They'll see each other. They'll have the same color wristband. They'll cheer for each other. There's just something really fun that ends up happening in those moments.
I'm so sorry that y'all haven't been able to been a part of like the striped green legacy and the striped orange. I really apologize, but y'all can come over to our team.
Just keep bringing it, man. Keep bringing it.
Let's hear a couple stories on our way out. I'm cutting you off before y'all dog me anymore, but what were you going to say, Brad?
Well, I was just going to say, it's the one thing about the identity and the cheering and all that stuff. The serious side of it is for those students who don't dive in and get into a community group, you really are missing out. And I think the thing that's so amazing about Passion is it would be way easier to do this conference for Passion not to have to create community groups. It would be way cheaper. It would make it the budgets actually work for Passion, that students really don't understand how much y'all invest to make these things happen. And it is the secret sauce of Passion conferences, that you go to these groups and get involved. And I think in a student's mind who hasn't come to Passion before, they think, I'm not going to go to that because I'm going to get checked into my hotel, or we got to the main session and we want to get good seats in the morning and that kind of stuff. And you've got to lay all those things aside and realize that there is such a purpose behind community groups, and you need to go and get involved and trust the leadership that we're doing a great thing for you guys to help you process and think about and find a place to belong throughout our days together.
It's a good word right there.
It is a good word. Hey, if I could say one thing, it raises the shelf life of what you take home from Passion.
Yeah.
And so the sticky factor, the take home factor, what will last, you know, you mentioned the 2007 doctor in your community, that happens only with the secret sauce of community group. I really do believe that. And again, if you just don't want the converse to be one big talk or one moment and one whoa, but the aha that sticks with you for the rest of your life, make sure you make a priority. It's a practice of good and great. You can choose the good thing or you can choose the great thing. Choose the great thing. Be a part of community group in a big way.
Man, I love it that these guys love community groups so much. and they're not being paid to say any of this, and I can't even get them to quiet down a little bit because it's just coming out of their blood, coming out of their veins a little bit. But there's always great stories, and we're kind of winding down. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Horton and Metzger both have had couples get engaged that have met at conference through community group. And
which I wouldn't recommend, by the way, but it was pretty amazing.
He proposed in the community group, which wasn't super romantic, but it was exciting, and you know, we said yes.
Yeah, the couple that I had, they met in their family group the year before.
So come on,
they got engaged.
Single people out there, you know,
don't miss community
raise your expectation.
Seriously.
For what God's going to do in your life. Signups are going to be going through the roof. We don't have a ton of time, but what's, Cooper, what's one story that you've seen?
Yeah, man, I think this one, a couple years back, I'll typically lead high school students that are there, seniors that are there, and I didn't know this gal was in the room. A year later, I'm at my church back home in South Carolina. We just hire a brand new president of Clemson University. He and his wife attend our church for the very first time, and they come and find us and say, hey, you know, they introduce themselves, Dr. Jim Clements and his wife, and they say, we heard about you guys because my daughter came to your community group at Passion last year. Loved the experience, loved the relationship there. And so we knew when we came to town, we had to find the church. And so they're still very active and involved, and it's so cool to see just, you know, the impact that a relationship in a community group can have on an entire family. And that man and his wife have incredible influence in our community, in our state.
That's awesome. You know, we could tell stories for days. One of my favorite ones is there was a girl who had decided to come to Passion because she heard about another girl her age that had done something very significant to raise money and raise awareness for a cause just in her own life and will. And so this one girl was like, if that girl can make her life count, then maybe I could do something to make my life count. And I'm going to go to Passion because that's where she was inspired. Maybe I'll be inspired. And that this one girl, right, done something great, was the reason this other girl had gone to Passion, hoping the same thing for her life. And so the first night, and it was in family groups, they're going around the circle, what made you decide to come to Passion and what's your expectation? Well, girl number one says it's because I heard about this other girl and how God had moved in her life. That girl was sitting in the family group.
Wow, had no idea.
They had never met. They weren't from the same place, weren't from the same town, and they were just randomly, right, quotes in that family group together. And the one girl just treasured it in her heart, and she didn't even speak up. She just kind of told the story to a few people later. It was like, man, I'm the reason that that girl's here, and we were all of a sudden sitting in the same family group. So there's stories like that all over the place for Passion, and I just want to thank these guys for joining us today. We're just 3 weeks away. There's still room, by the way. Toyota Center, Houston, Texas. Man, there's still space for you, and you do not want to miss. It's not the same as last year. It's not overflow. It's an amazing chance for you to be in a space with people of your generation lifting up the name of Jesus that will mark you, that will change you, that Jesus will change you through these gatherings. So you don't want to miss it. Also, Infinite Energy Arena, there's still room there. Phillips is sold out, but they're all the same experience across the board, all linked together, no overflow. The bands are going to be moving around. The messages are all going to be happening live, you know, from one venue stream to the other ones and from another venue stream back to the other ones. It's going to be really special. And then if you're a group leader out there, I'm looking at three pastors that love bringing their students to these gatherings. And so this year, you're running out of time, but also just put your stake in the ground to bring your group to 2017. Georgia Dome is where we're heading. Just want to say thanks to Matt Metzger, Brad Cooper, Brad Horton. 3 weeks from Passion. Maybe you'll be in their community group. If you are, just give them a shout out when you get there and say sorry that we're in a second-rate community group.
You don't stop, do you?
Come on.
Can't stop, won't stop.
All right, see you guys, and stay tuned for a little moment from David Crowder.
I love it. I want to be in one of those community groups this year, and I am going to be if I can. I mean, flying back and forth between venues is going to be fun, but I love just walking into a community group space, standing along the side and watching students in their family groups and watching these amazing leaders. And thank you for that. We had the Brads going right there, Jones, Cooper, Horton, and then I don't know what happened to Matt Metzger. I don't know how we got in that podcast conversation. But speaking of conversations, there's nothing better than listening to Crowder tell a story. I don't care what story it is. Crowder could tell a story about, just make something up. You know, here, David, here's a piece of paper. Tell a story. I mean, he just has a way of pulling you into the ridiculousness that is the life of David Crowder. And so I love this story. He talks about leading worship in a way that I think everybody can relate to. So if you are a leader or especially a worship leader, you'll be encouraged. And I think you'll probably enjoy this as well. So here's David Crowder with a little insight for worship leaders and all leaders for that matter.
Well, I don't know that I can remember the very first time that I led worship, but I do recall really early. It has to be like one of the first or second times. And I'm in the youth group. Now, I'm not in the front. I'm not the one with the microphone. I do have a microphone. I think it's off. And I'm playing the keyboard. And my youth minister is Dan Carson at the time. And Dan Carson is the father of Daniel Carson, who plays with Chris Tomlin, of Chris Tomlin fame. And so Dan Carson is letting me play in the Solid Rock Band. Our Wednesday night services are called Solid Rock, and we're the Solid Rock Band. And I noticed that, well, in rehearsals, things were fine. And then right before we play, though, Dan says, David, when we get to the more sensitive items, more sensitive tunes, there's a slider up on the right top of the keyboard that says volume. If you'll turn that down, like all the way down, and that would be great. And so I'm pretty confident I was horrible, and he was kind enough to let me get my legs under me. But that would probably be that's elementary worship 101 right there. Dan Carson was my professor in that class, and it just was basically turn your instrument off and work on the chords quietly by yourself. Yeah.
You got to love that. We've all been there. People are like, hey, we'd love to have you do so-and-so. By the way, no one's going to be able to hear you. It's like, and that's, you know, we are all in that same boat. I love these stories because people, you know, they see Crowder up on a stage and they forget that he started the same way everyone starts. And anyone and everyone you've ever seen lead anything started at the exact same place you're at. So don't get too tripped up trying to aspire to how to jump over all the hurdles. They didn't jump over any hurdles. Whoever your hero is, whether it's an athlete, a business owner, somebody in the public square, a pastor, a worship leader, they didn't jump over any hurdles. They went over one at a time, every single hurdle that you're going to go over in your quest to become as good as you can in exercising the gifts that God's given you. So congratulations to Crowder, Grammy-nominated Crowder.
Come on, congratulations, awesome. Crowder.
Chains has gotten nominated for a Grammy. I love that.
It's an amazing
and,
song.
Tomlin nominated as well. So props to the Six Steps family. We're always excited and honored and blessed when that happens. But 20 days. What do you do in the last 20 days, Brad, before Passion 2016?
Not a lot of sleep. A lot of work.
I'm talking about the people on the podcast. What do they do? I mean, I'm over here and, you know, at UTEP. I'm a minor. I hope they're the minors. We hope you're the minors. If you're not the minors, you should start a movement, become
you
the
still
minors.
Don't sleep. You're so excited.
You're excited.
Sleep.
You just are on pins and needles
yep.
the whole time.
Yep. And a lot of people got free pizza a few days ago when this podcast was being recorded. So if anybody was studying for finals, congratulations. The Passion team wanted to
Well, we hope to say congratulations. For some people, it's we're sorry. But for most of you, well, congratulations, they're over.
They're over. You just might have to take that class again.
Yeah. Mom, dad, guess what?
It's not the conversation you want. But we're going to have one more podcast before Passion. So
I'm
something
excited
to look
about
forward
that one.
To. And we'll see you back in about a week or so. And then in 20 days, we'll see each other in Phillips Arena, Infinite Energy Arena, and the Toyota Center.
I know. Why don't you text someone right now and say, you know what? I was just listening to the Passion Podcast. It was the most inspiring thing I've ever heard.
Amazing.
And for real, this is the serious part. I thought you need to be with me at Passion. And I know it's only 20 days from now, but we'll figure it out. You know, if it were Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift or whoever, and somebody said, hey, you want to go with me? And you said, well, when is it? Well, it's 20 days from now. You'd be like, oh, of course. But if it's Passion, it's like, oh my goodness, it's 20 days. I can't figure it out. You can figure it out. Invite somebody. Reach out to them right now. Text them right now. Take that step right now and invite them to come along with you to Infinite or Toyota. It's going to be an amazing gathering. We'll see you back here soon on the Passion Podcast.